We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, and we are starting at the end of the fourth line from the bottom. The Gemara said that Rav, according to Rav, the Pasuk is teaching us that Chad Betlushin Chamin Chabarim, that it's way, you can make Hechsher two ways, with two types of waters, either detached water, it's in a cup, or water that's in its source. Both of those things can be Machsher. Agav, the Rishonim speak out that Shmuel could agree to that also, but he also don't need a Pasuk for that, because just the Stamma, it says, just since it says stam, without explaining, any mayim could be machshir. So the Maram Chalva learns a Shmuel that it could be, he could learn both things from just the pasuk of mayim. But here the Gemara doesn't ask a kasha. The Gemara doesn't ask a kasha, but tlusha mi machshir is water that's talush machshir. And like Rashi explains, the kasha is not on every liquid, it's pashut, every other liquid. We know there's seven liquids that make hechshir. Yayin, shemen, that's part of those things, are machshir and slushim, because it can't be machshir at its source, because it's not going to be liquid at that time. But mayim, the question is, mayim has no chashivas really. Maybe the whole chashivas is only in source, so the question is, are you going to tell me that mayim tlushim is machshir? I'll bring it right, not like that. But Omar Rav Yosi Rav Chanina, mashka beis mitvachaya, the liquid found in the beis mitvachaya, loy dayin shein dachon, not only does it not makabel toma, which means it's tahar itself, el she'im machshir, it can't even make other things huchshel toma. It can't even be called a mashke regarding hechshel toma, which is a much bigger chiddush. But you see from here that water based is not machshir. Now, if it's midaraisa machshir, you couldn't say that it's not machshir midarabanan in the base of mikdash. So al karcha must be midaraisa tlushim and not machshir midaraisa, because the Reish Chanina is saying the base of mikdash was not machshir, so must be midaraisa not machshir. So Gemara answers tergum al adam. When Rav Yitzchak said as halacha, he didn't mean mayim. He did not mean mayim. He meant dam. And because dam, that's machshir, is a specific type of dam. Dam Rav Chiya va'aba Amr Yechron, menayin l'dam kachim she'ene machshir, shenema ala oretz yishvichenu kamayim. It says, ala oretz, it says, lo soichlu, you shouldn't eat dam, lo techlenu, ala oretz yishvichenu kamayim. It's only had a shame dam if it's something you spill on the floor like water. Dam shenishbach kamayim machshir. Only dam that you spill on the floor has a shame dam like mayim. But here, dam kachim, dam shenishbach kamayim ain't a machshir. Dam kachim, you're not allowed to spill on the floor, you have to be kabel in the keli, duzrika. So that type of dam, dam of kachim, dam of karbonos, have a different din. They, avadam, are not machshir. So that's what it meant. Mashkin beis mitvachayim meant the dam of kabonis, which is supposed to be mekabel bekeli. That dam is not machshir, because that's not called dam legabe hechshir, because dam that's called hechshir is only dam that's you spill on the floor kamayim. Maskev l'Rav Shmuel Barami, harei dam hatamtzis. When you shech these animals in the beis mikdash, not only dam hanefesh comes out. Dam hanefesh, you're right, which means the dam. That's the is with the nefesh, where the behemoth's life hangs on that dam. So that dam is mechuyev to catch it and make zrika on it. But dam atamtzis is possible zrika. Dam atamtzis is possible zrika. So that dam that comes out, that's not the dam of nefesh, that comes out by beginning at the end. That is nishpachenu kamayim. You last put on the floor kamayim. So that dam, the lacha should be, that should be machshir. So why do you say all basement dam is betvachaya? It's not machshir. Saying it's going on dam. Lamaisa dam atamtzis is not like that. Maskel Rav Shmuel Barami, hare dam atamtzis, nishbach kamayim ain't a machshir. That's nishbach kamayim. That's not installed with all this. He said ain't a machshir. Reish Chanina said that's not machshir. Said anything in the base of betvachaya is not machshir. You know it's dam atamtzis. Omle Rav Zera, harak dam atamtzis. Leave alone dam atamtzis, because there. Even by chulin, it's not machshir. And we'll see in a second why. There, even by chulin, it's not machshir. So you don't have to even tell me anything about the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Kiblu b'nei Rav Shmuel Barami, don rachbano, rak chazak levilti achol dam, ki adam hu hanefesh. Be strong, don't eat dam, ki adam hu hanefesh. Dam is the life of a behemoth or a person. Dam sha nefesh yoytze ba karu dam. Only dam that the nefesh comes out from that, that's what the person's life or the behemoth's life hinges on, that's called dam. Dam sha nefesh yoytze ba ini karu dam. Dam that the nefesh doesn't hinge on that is not called dam. And like Rashi explains, the Pasuk says that the dam chalolam yishte. How do we know dam is machshir taka? I know dam is one of shiva mashkim, because the Pasuk says the dam chalolam yishte, loshen shtia, that you drink. And Dafka dam chalolim. It has to be dafka dam that causes the behemoth to die. That's called dam chalolim yishta. But if it's not dam atamtis, even by chulin, it's not machsher. Even by chulin, it's not machsher. So therefore, the halacha lemaisa is that only the dam of the nefesh would have anyway been machsher. And on that, we say that in the base of mikdash, it's not machsher. Why not? Because it's not, you don't spill it on the floor, kamayim, because it has to be makob. You have to makabel that in order to spritz it on to the base hamikdash. Zok the Gemara Vayta. So the Gemara is coming out. Meanwhile, we're going to go back to Kashas on Rav. About the Rav said that Mashkin is not Makabel Tumah Midaraisa. We just finished saying that Rav was with the Pasuk. He said that the Machsher it's for Hechsher. And we got a little discussion of Hechsher. But now I'm going to go back to the Shaila of if Dam or any Mashkin is Makabel Tumah Midaraisa or not. Toshima, Unter Braisa. Dam Shinitma, Dam that became Tame, Vizarku Bishay, Vizarku. B'shoigeg, if it was b'shoigeg, then hortza. The halacha is that the hortza carbon levayelim, and even allowed to eat the meat afterwards. It's a good zrika, and not only is meratza for the levayelim, you're allowed to eat the basa. B'mezid loy hortza. B'mezid, the basa is not allowed to eat the kahanim because it's a knas. They should not have spritzed the dam tamei b'mezid. But the levayelim is a schape because the tzitz is meratza. But and you can't tell the person to bring another carbon because ma'is medraisa it's meratza, and therefore because and we chulim ba'azara, therefore it's meratza. But eloh hurtza means that they can't eat the basa. Balak upon him, what do you see from here? That dam can become tamei medraisa because it says over here that it's a shaila hurtza loy hurtza. They see that pastor so would sound like that's medraisa. They could become tamei. The Gemara answers no. Midrabanan udeloy karviyasi ben yezer shreida. It only means the Rabbanon here, and not like Rabbi Yossi ben Yehezer's trader. What he means to say is like this, that we had before, Rabbi Yossi said, was a better Edus, that in the Beis HaMikdash, the dam is, the mashkin is dochen, is pure, is tar, even mid Rabbanon. So the Gemara had a kasha, you see, there's an interesting thing, it's Tumas dam in the Beis HaMikdash. What do you do? So you have to say, this is not going like Rabbi Yossi ben Yehezer. So the problem is, you could have just said, it's mid Rabbanon also, why do you say it's Rabbanon? You never say it's Rabbanon, really. My answer is like this. That really is Rabbanon. Even if it's Rabbanon, still not like Rabbi Yossi ben Yehezer. Teretz is that we're not like Rabbi Yossi ben Yehezer. Okay, so you could have said it's the Rais also. Rav is only saying Pshat Rabbi Yossi ben Yehezer. So Tosfos asks his kasha. Tosfos, the second Tosfos on Tazayin Beis asks his kasha. He says, Have a motzei l'ukme mid the Raisa, u'kaman diyama tumas mashkin the Raisa. El nich l'ukme mid the Rabbanon, sov ha'itayna, ma'init v'ekshu 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 the reason why, I guess, Tosfos doesn't explain why it was better to say this Teretz. Probably Teretz is, it's less from one end to the other end. If you say this Braisa is saying that it's Tomei mid the Raisa and it's Tomei mid the Mikdash, you're coming out with Kotzel, Kotzel, not like Rav. Here, it's like Rav a little bit, it's only mid the Rabbanon. Rav held that in Beis HaMikdash, Pshat and Rav Yossi ben Yehezer is that they didn't make a Darabonon, and here he held it didn't make a Darabonon. But to say it's even the Raisa, it's a bigger cash on Rav, that's what he wanted to answer that probably. That Darabonon, like Rav Yossi ben Yehezer, is straight. That's Moros Teretz. Toshima, another similar Raya and a similar Teretz. Toshima, Alma Hatzitz Meratza. What is the Tzitz Meratza on? Al Adam. On dam that became tamei and you made a zrika with it, v'al ha-bosar, v'al ha-chelev. Are you going to ask me, al ha-bosar, v'al ha-chelev, what's in the gate, tzitz meratza? You can't eat it. Even if something becomes tamei, you can't eat it, even with the tzitz. So what does it mean? We said maybe if the dam becomes tamei, maybe it could machshir the bosar. If bosar becomes tamei, you now eat bosar as tamei, even with the tzitz meratza. What is tzitz meratza? So Rashi explains that we're going according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds, in ein basar ein dam. If you don't have basar, if basar becomes tamei, according to Rabbi Yeshua, or basar becomes yotze, the halacha is, the dam is not a good zrika. So you need a tzitz meratza to tell you, even though the dam, the basar is tamei, still, you're allowed to be spritz the dam, and tzitz, and that's what tzitz meratza is for. That still, if you spritz the dam on basar tamei, the carbon still works. A mouth meratza, a dam that became tummy and you reserve it. Or a basar valachel became tummy and you reserve the dam. Shinitma. Bein b'shoigi bein mezid. Saif became tummy b'shoigi, go remezid. Bein ba'inis, bein meratzoin. Bein saif forcefully, saif willingly. And mezid and ratzoin are really the same thing. Rashi speaks out, I just want to bring out the shoigi and the oinis. Bein b'yachid, bein mitzibur. Saif b'tzayachid. a carbon yachid, a carbon zibur. The halacha is that sits and rats out all these things. I when it says here shoyg amazed, and before it said the afkav shoyg hurts the amazed loy hurts. So Rashi speaks out the Gemara in later on Ketzat Shalom asks this kasha as machlokes which brisa is talking about the tumah be shoyg amazed and the other one's talking about the zrika be shoyg amazed or the opposite one's talking about the tumah is only be shoyg not amazed and the zrika was either way. But there's two brises kuchdim. There's one you have to say talking about how is makabel tumah. I want to talk about the Zrika. But upon him, what you see from this halacha is, what you see from this brayse from this halacha is, that it's shaykh to have tumah on dam. So it's back, not a kash arav. You see, they have tumah midiraisa. Gemara answers, no, midirabbanon. Udaloi ki yoisi ben ye'ezer is treda. And echinami, that's only midirabbanon. And it's not like yoisi ben ye'ezer is treda. Same tarots. So upon we had two kashas here on Rav from places where you find damas b'kabel tumah and taris. It's only with Rabbanon and not like Yosi ben Yehuda is treida. Toshima. Now we're going to have a brisa brings down the pasuk and this would be harder to answer to say it's Rabbanon. Toshima. V'nosa aharoin es avoyin akadoshim. It says that by wearing the tzitz, aroin is mechaper on avoyin kadoshim. The avoyin of kachim. V'chi eza avoyin hunoise. Which avoyin is he being mechaper for? Im avoyin pigol. If it was the oven of pigol, which Rashi teaches means the machshava of chutz mekaymai, someone shechs something, he has machshava to eat something out of its place. Harei kvar nema lo yirotze. The pasuk raises lo yirotze. There is no kapara on that. You can't have a tzitz not machap on that. It's not a good carbon. If oven noiser, if it means the oven of pigol of noiser, which this doesn't mean noiser, it means pigol. It means the pigol of chutz zmanai. They have a mind to eat it after its manachila. Harei kvar nema lo yichashiv. It says lo yichashiv. There's no kapara for that. So there's a long Rashi here to explain that pigol means chutz mekaymai, noiser means chutz zmanai. Because noiser, you would think maybe means noiser, but Rashi points out that it's impossible if you eat noiser that you can lafreya make the carbon possible. No such thing. Can't say lo yichashiv. Therefore, he proves that noiser means chutz zmanai. Pigol means chutz mekaymai, and noiser means chutz zmanai. So it can't be the tzitz meratz of either of those things because by pigol it says lo yirotze, and by noiser it says lo yichashiv. You know what's going to happen for Avon Tumah? Maybe it's going to happen Avon of Yotze, that the dam went out of the base of Mikdash. How do you know Avon Tumah? So the Brisa says, Shahutra Mechalav Tzibur. You find other places that Tumah is a little bit more lenient, a little bit more lenient with Tumah, a little more cooler dick. We find that there's Tumah Hutra Tzibur by Tumah, and therefore we'll say also that the Tzitz, we Maratza on Tumah. My love, aren't we talking about Tumas Dam? We're talking about Tumas Dam because we're talking about here, Vnosa Arena Zavayna Kadosha means that's Mechaper. What's Mechaper by a carbon? The Dam. And we're saying it's going on Tumah. So it probably means Tumas Dam. And here you can't say it's the Rabban. We're talking about the Torah. We're talking about the Pasuk in the Torah. We're saying Vnosa Arena Zavayna Kadosha. This is the same. We're darshaning a Pasuk that's going on Tumah. That's Mechaper. That there, even though it's Tumah, it's still Mechaper. So it's Kasha and Rav. My answer is Rav Papa, Loy, Tumas Kmotzim. We're talking about Tumah of a kaimitz. By a mincha, there's no zrika, there's no dam. What's mechaper? It's the kaimitz. The hakrovas hakaimitz is the zrika's dam. And therefore, if that becomes tameh, so you would say it's not mechaper. Kamash one of tzitz, that the tzitz is mechaper if someone went ahead and was makriv a kaimitz that became tameh. And it's not talking about a dam, so we still could stick with the raisa of Rav, that there's no Tumas Mashkin, there's no Tumas Mashkin with the raisa. So to Gemara Vayta, Toshima. One more Toshima, and this discussion will continue in tomorrow's daf, but we'll start at the first part of it. Toshima. It says a pasuk in Chagai, this is the second year of the Malchus of Dar Yovesh, when he told everyone they go back and build the Beis Mikdash. So they had a few Nevi'im left then, but beginning of the second Beis Mikdash, that was the last time they had Nevi'im, the last Nevi'im of Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, and Ezra, and Nehemiah, that a few Nevi'im. And Chagai decided he's going to test the Kahanim, what's the halacha of Hilchas Tumah? He wanted to see if they know what they're talking about. So he asked them like this, Hein Yisa Ish, Basa Kodesh, B'Knaf Bigdoy. If someone's carrying Basa Kodesh, B'Knaf Bigdoy, and in that, V'Noga B'Knafai, and in that, in the Beged, there's also a Sheretz. And the Sheretz touched the basa. So the basa became a rishon. And then it went al halachem, which is a sheni, ve'el elachem ve'la nozid ve'la yayin ve'la shemen ve'la kol meichel hayikdash will become tamei. The word basa kodesh means, I touched it wrong. Here's ish basa kodesh means sheretz. Someone's carrying basa kodesh means a sheretz. That's what it means. Rashi says kodesh means a sheretz. So he's carrying a sheretz v'knaf bigdoy in his beged. And what touched the sheretz? The lechem. So lechem touched the sheretz. Lechem is a rishon. Then the nozid touched the lechem, which is a sheni. And the sheni touched the yayin, which is a shlishi. And the shemen was a revi. Ve'el kol meichel, or any meichel. This is Taitch's or, according to Rashi. Ve'el kol, or any meichel. Hayikadosh, will it become tamei? That was the question he asked him. Ve'yanu ha'kahanim ve'yem r'loy. The kahanim said, no, it will not become tamei. Even though it was a revi here. It will not become tamei. So, according to Rav, it's like Rav and Shmuel, Rav holds that they made a mistake. A revi should become tamei. We'll see, Shmuel holds not like that, but Rav holds it was a mistake. It's a revi. Ve'yem r'loy. Ve'omar Rav, ishtavish kahani. They made a mistake. So what do you see from here? He made a mistake. What's here? Yayin and Shemen. We see clearly that in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Yayin and Shemen are Makabel Tumma, which are Mashkin. We're talking about a question, they asked me a Beis HaMikdosh question, we asked the Kohanim. What happens if the Lechem and the Nozid and this and Yayin and Shemen, Yayin is Shlishi, Shemen is Revi, and they said, no, it's not Makabel Tumma. And we said they're making a mistake. Why are they making a mistake? All Mashkin Beis HaMikdosh is Tar. It's not a mistake. Well, I'm a Rav Shtavish Gandhi. What? That's how I touched it, but it said any mashkin based mitvachai. Which you're right, that's where I was terrorist, but we said mashkin based mitvachai, any mashkin, that's the kasha. I'm a Rav Shtavish Gandhi. And this is a mistake. They said lawyers a mistake. So my answer is midu time el Rav. Rav learned like this mashka based mitvachai toni. Our mashka based mitvachai matami. Beis Mitbachaya means the place where they shecht the kabbonis, which is in the north side of the Bezbech, in the Hazara. That's called Beis Mitbachaya. Rav held all the liquids from Beis Mitbachaya, not Mekabatoma. What liquids are found in Beis Mitbachaya? Dam and water, because they clean out the dam with water. Beis Mitbachaya means on the Mizbech. On Mizbech is two other liquids you find, Yayin and Shemen. Where they do Nesachim, you have Yayin and Shemen. So those things are Mekabel Tumma. Rav was Geres based Mitbachai, not Midbachai. So according to Rav, the whole Eidus was only on Yain, Dam and Mayim. And on that he said it was not Mekabel Tumma. But Yain and Shemekum Mekabel Tumma. So then it's very geschmack. This Pasuk that should have been Tamei, and it was Taka mistake of the Kahanim. And I met Shem on tomorrow's daf, but continue, Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel had to learn these Pesukim here in Chagai.